You're listening to SBS News.
Queensland is to release dozens of plane passengers from quarantine in time for Christmas after initially telling them they would have to quarantine for 14 days. Queensland Health has recorded 6 new cases of COVID-19. All are interstate travellers who tested positive in Queensland. They have been infectious in the community for up to 6 days. Queensland Health Minister Yvette Dath says the vast majority of passengers who are on 2 flights of COVID-19 concern will be reclassified from close contacts to casual contacts.
That means that other than those people who will be directly advised they are close contacts because they were either part of the travelling party or sitting immediately around this individual, the remainder of the passengers will be deemed to be casual contacts. What that means for those people will be that they have to get tested, isolate until they get a negative result, and then just watch for symptoms over the next 14 days.
And the daily tally of new COVID-19 infections in New South Wales has jumped by more than 500 as the state braces for further surges, with unvaccinated people in the state now free to shop and socialise. About 1,360 new cases were detected in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, a jump of 556 after the 804 recorded the previous day. It's the first time in months the state has recorded more than 1,000 new cases in a single day. Premier Dominic Perrottet says the state government is still honouring its pledge to significantly ease restrictions despite the jump in numbers and super spreading events ahead of the festive season.
Our vaccination has been the key for us to being able to open up safely. We've always said as we've opened up, as mobility increases, case numbers will increase. Case numbers alone are not the only important factor. What is important is our hospitalisations and ICU presentations. There are currently 24 people in ICU across New South Wales, and that is a positive thing. And if we continue look after each other, look out for each other, be cautious in indoor settings, keep those principles of socially distancing, then we will ensure that we keep that hospitalisation rate down and that ICU presentation rate down too.
And Victoria has reported 1,405 new cases and a further 3 deaths as more than 700 people are forced into isolation after an Omicron-infected patron visited 2 Melbourne night spots. An Omicron case was confirmed to have attended Circuit Bar in Fitzroy between 9 p.m. and midnight on Friday and then Collingwood's Peel Hotel until 3 a.m. Victoria is also adjusting some of its public health measures, including changes to vaccine and mask mandates. Customers will no longer be required to be vaccinated in retail, real estate settings, places of worship, weddings and funerals, though the mandate will remain for hospitality venues. Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley says, among other changes, face masks will no longer be needed at weddings and funerals, but will still be required in retail settings.
And those tweaks are, of course, informed in large measure by the relative uncertainty that the Omicron variant brings as we start to learn more about what that means, the advice that we get from the Australian, from AHPPC, from our public health experts, both locally, interstate and around the world, will very much inform how we stay open and stay safe going into 2022.
And the Prime Minister has returned 2 negative COVID-19 tests after he was deemed to be a casual contact by New South Wales Health. Scott Morrison was notified late on Tuesday night that an event he was at on the previous Friday evening was an exposure location, but has since been told he does not need to isolate. Mr. Morrison will receive another test on day 6 of his exposure in line with New South Wales Health guidelines. Mr. Morrison says he's followed the health advice and is also encouraging others to do the same, especially when it comes to getting a booster vaccine.
But as we live with the virus, the key weapons we have are the vaccines. And those vaccines, and particularly now the booster shot, are our best defence against the Omicron variant, and it's our best defence against going back. It's our best opportunity to go forward. And that's why I encourage everyone around Australia. I've had my booster shot, and now almost a million other Australians have.
And the ACT is adjusting its quarantine rules for close contacts of the Omicron variant. From this evening, fully vaccinated close contacts of Omicron cases will only need to quarantine for 7 days, down from 14. But authorities are asking close contacts of Omicron cases to limit their movements for 8 to 14 days after their exposure. There have been 14 confirmed cases of the Omicron variant in the ACT and 7 new infections of COVID in the past 24 hours, with 61 active cases in total. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.